Every day I am reminded that our life's journey is really about the people who touch us. When I first heard that I was going to be honored with this reward, the very first thing that I did was I was speechless, briefly. I've presented this award before. I mean, I've watched in awe as Kay Yao and Eric LeGrand and all these other great people grace this stage. And although intellectually I get it, I'm a public figure, I have a public job, I'm battling cancer, hopefully I'm inspiring, at my gut level, I really didn't think that I belong with those great people. But I listened to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago, the most poignant 7 words ever uttered in any speech anywhere. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Those great people didn't. Coach Valvano didn't. So to be honored with this, I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I listened to all that he said, everything that he asked of us, and that's to build the V Foundation. And let me tell you, man, it works. I'm talking tangible benefits. You saw me in that clinical trial. Now, here's the thing about that. Coach Valvano's words 21 years ago, helping me and thousands of people like me right now, direct benefits. That's why all of this, why we're here tonight, that's why it's so important. I also realized something else recently. You heard me kind of allude to it in the piece. I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to amend that. When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. So live, live, fight like hell. And when you get too tired to fight, then lay down and rest and let somebody else fight for you. That's also very, very important. I can't do this don't give up thing all by myself. I got thousands of people on Twitter and on the streets who encourage me. I got these amazingly wonderful people at ESPN. I got corporate executives, my bosses, this is true, who will text message me. And they'll say, hey, heard you had chemotherapy today. You want me to stop by on the way home from work and pick you up something to eat and bring it to you? Seriously? Who does that? Whose boss does that? My bosses do that. But even with all that, the fight is still much more difficult than I even realized.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. We are here week 19, kind of, if you want to keep counting the weeks, but the divisional playoff round, just a couple more weeks, and the NFL season will be sadly over. But we're here for right now, but if you want to get a hold of the show, because what we like to do is talk about the NFL, and right now we're talking about the playoffs. You can get a hold of us by emailing us at nfleasypicks@gmail.com, tweet us at nfleasypicks, or use hashtag nfleasypicks, and you can have your tweets read on the hashtag huddle segment. But for now, let's get into the show, and first off, I am your host, Heavy Set, and we also have the Mob Jockey.
Howdy, folks.
I don't know how I can ever take your responses every week. And then we have FTW.
Hello, everybody.
Both of you. All right. Let's get into some of these games. The wild card round, we've got to review a little bit on that, because we still have picks going on, because the picks league is going up until the Super Bowl, and there wasn't a lot to pick, and not everybody picked. Shane got busy with life, and I perfectly understand it. He didn't get to pick, and neither did Jack or Mart, and I don't think they picked last week either. They must have thought we didn't go in the playoffs.
I did. I just had shit going on.
Yeah, you had shit going on. It's understandable. The other two. And we also had, actually, no, we'll get into that. Nobody got, or there was not a single game that everybody got right. There was one game that hurt Mob because he was the only one that picked Detroit over Dallas.
But I would have looked like a fucking genius if it would have gone
right. Genius, son.
Now, we'll get into this. If that were to happen, and you would have been the only one to get every single game correct, and Ant, who was in first place last week, would have gotten zero right picks. A guy who actually put the effort in to actually make picks would have got the same amount as Shane, Jack, and Mart.
So is it more impressive to get them all right or to actually be able to get them all wrong?
Well, I mean, he actually tried and got them all wrong, so I think that's pretty goddamn, that's impressive.
That is very impressive.
But here's the funny thing.
Cucumber now, like motherfucker.
He picked all four games, and he only got one correct. Miguel forgot to pick Saturday's games. But when he picked Sunday's games, he got them both correct, and he got more points than Ant. The total for the week lies at, of course, Shane, Jack, and Mart at big old zeros. Ant at uno. Miguel and DRG both at two. Mob Jockey at three, which leads to myself and Carp going 4-for-4.
You know what the worst part is? That if Detroit would have won that game, I would have been back within two games of first place.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so, because I was only five back, and that would have caught me three up between Ant and DRG.
You would have been a couple off. But going into, we'll review the final standings at where we are right now. After adding those wins in, I'm going to skip Mart. Actually, no, it's funny. Miguel, who's still trying, who's almost locked in eighth place at 142, but if he keeps picking, he actually might move above Jack, who's in seventh place with 147. Obviously, Shane didn't pick anything at 151, but fifth place is myself at 163. Mops in fourth place with 164. Carp is in third place at 165. Ant is now in second place with 170, and DRG holding up at the top at 173. If Ant and DRG keep going at this pace, I don't know, me and Mop might actually kind of catch up. I don't know.
I honestly just want to beat Carp after his little comments a couple weeks ago about, you know, the Canadian beating the Americans.
Well, he's up on you by one and up by
because,
me by two.
Because the fucking Detroit. God, yeah. Fuck Detroit.
Yep.
No, I gotta be happy for Detroit because I had for a trip. I had for Dallas because they got me 4-for-4.
The refs got you 4-for-4, not Dallas. Let's get that clear.
I would technically say that this was a perfect week, but I don't like saying that because it's four games. The odds of getting four games correct are not that astronomical. But getting 16 right, or how many you get during all the bye weeks, it's a little bit more impressive. That's like saying, you pick the Super Bowl right, you have a perfect week. I believe I had a co-host at one time that tried to say you got a perfect week during the playoffs. And he was the first to get a perfect week, but we don't count perfect weeks in the playoffs. I'm just happy to go 4-for-4, though. All right, done with the picks. We don't have to worry about our fantasy football teams. Let's talk about how our teams did last week.
Are you sure you don't want to re-review how Shane did in the fantasy league?
Really, dude? No, we're not going there.
I miss Mops Common Receptacles.
I don't.
Go to Twitter, use hashtag NFL Easy Picks, hashtag Mops Cum Receptacles to make Shane, or I'm sorry, make FTW use Mops Cum Receptacles next year.
Listen, I don't care if 15 million people retweet that and whatever. I am not using that name.
Whatever.
Okay,
whatever.
I'll make a deal. If you get 15 million retweets, I'll do it.
What?
Yeah, don't step yourself out there too far there.
Whatever happened to at Shane's Cucumber?
Nothing happened to that. I better check Twitter now.
It disappeared.
I'm Twitter in a week and a half.
It's
playing hide-and-seek in the meat sleeve.
Or if there's character problems, FTW's Cucumber? Whatever.
Motherfucker.
Cucumber fucker. But let's talk about how our teams did this past week. And, oh, We only have one person who had a team play, so how about them Bengals?
Well, you could say they participated in a game. I wouldn't exactly say they played. They saw it. I mean, clearly the Colts were a better team. Clearly. Andrew Luck by himself beat the fucking Bengals. There's so many problems.
How do you feel about the team as a whole?
Like, as in my expectations of what they should be and what they are? Mm-hmm. My expectation was at least AFC Championship, and clearly they're not there. There's a lot of injuries on the team, but so does everybody else has injuries too. Dalton is not the answer to any question ever. Like we was talking about earlier, he was probably the 11th worst quarterback in the playoffs. The only one he beats out is the third string backup. Yeah, the third string backup in Arizona. If they don't draft or find a new quarterback over the offseason, it's going to be the exact same thing next year. They're going to sneak into the playoffs at a wild card, and they're going to lose the first fucking game. At this point, Marvin Lewis, it needs to go. I don't know how a guy can stay as a head coach in the NFL, be essentially .500 record for, what is it, did you say 14 years now? Never won a playoff game, but yet still keeps his job.
I was
it's amazing.
I don't know if it's 14 years, but
I want to say you're right with 14. It sounds right.
But I know the Bengals haven't won a playoff game since 1990. I'm currently trying to look up information about 1990 and how much, you know, like things cost, like a loaf of bread and milk and gas. Just we can compare the times of things that happened in 1990.
That was the Icky Woods years.
Get some cold cuts. Get some cold cuts.
I love that commercial. I love Icky Woods.
He is a loud human being.
I've seen a picture of the same commercial, but it was Ndamukong Suh.
So he's dancing on somebody's arm?
Well, no, it was like that commercial, but it was painted up to look like Ndamukong Suh, like doing the dance, like after he got the thingy reversed. Popular films in 1990. Home Alone.
Nice.
Ghosts.
Oh.
Dances with Wolves. Pretty Women. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
The Hunt for Red October.
Good movie.
Total Recall.
Amazing.
Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy.
Good movie.
Edward Scissorhands.
No.
And The Godfather Part 3.
No.
Popular musicians in 1990.
Color Me Bad.
Tears for Fears.
Oh my God.
Rod Stewart. Depeche Mode. Garth Brooks.
Oh my God.
Billy Joel. Phil Collins. Vanilla Ice.
Nice.
Cher. Well, yeah. The B-52s.
Music sucked.
There needs to be a part of this that tells me how much things cost in that time period.
Well, music was free because nobody bought it.
Actually, no, it is here. It's nothing good. Like, this is how much a loaf of bread cost. This is how much milk cost. This is how much gas costs. It's the cost of living.
So how much did Dignity cost back in the 90s?
The Saturn was launched in 1990 by GM.
I have a Saturn.
You would.
They're great on gas, dude. It's only costing me $25 to fill up right now.
America's favorite animated family, The Simpsons, aired on Fox for the first time!
Oh my God. That's damn, you should be ashamed of yourself being a Bengals fan, sir.
Yes, I should be ashamed of myself to be a Bengals fan. They were in the Super Bowl that year. How did the Browns do?
But they haven't won they haven't won a playoff game since. The Browns have won a playoff game in that time.
How'd the Browns do in the 90s in those playoff games?
They won one.
How did their season end?
Since that time, the Bengals have less playoff wins than the Browns.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
How'd the Browns seasons end up those years?
Oh my God.
How you like playing Denver?
Oh. No. You need to check your time because that was the 80s.
Was that the 80s?
Yes, that was the 80s.
Honestly, I was so high back then it all just blends together.
Microsoft released Windows 3.0.
What the fuck?
We're only up to Windows 7. It's not that bad.
We're at Windows 8, you jackass.
Yeah, we're on Windows 8, and I read a thing. I don't know if it was real or not. They're talking about releasing Windows 10.
They forgot 9?
Yeah, that's the thing. The Sci-Fi Channel was first transmitted on cable television.
That's a good channel.
Twin Peaks premiered on ABC.
Good show.
Is this how we fill content for a football podcast?
You almost said wrestling podcast.
I almost did.
It's a way, but just since it's been so long, it's kind of fun to talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think gas was actually
under $1 a gallon.
Now, if I remember right, like, because that would have been when I first started driving. No, it wouldn't have been. Goddamn. Yeah, that would have been when I first started driving. So it was about 90, 99 cents a gallon.
I was 10.
In 1990.
I would have been 15.
I was 4.
Fuck off.
what do you mean, fuck off? What, because I was 4 in 1990?
I'm going to be mid-30s here in 2 days, and I'm not, like, really happy about it.
I'm going to be 30 next year.
Fuck you both. I'll be 40 at the end of this year.
You old fucker.
Yep.
No, well, the average price, that's the thing, too. It always varies on region, and because I'm guessing you lived in Ohio your whole life.
Oh, sadly.
Well, if you hate where you live, just move to west to Indiana. You're not that far.
I think that would actually be a demotion.
Move south to Kentucky.
That would be an even further demotion.
Move north to Michigan.
New York.
Michigan doesn't exist. It's fucking... It's the turd that comes out of Canada.
But no, in 1990, I was a little bit below $1.50 a gallon.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
About $1.40-ish, judging by, because I'm looking at a graph. And then it went down the next year in 1991. It was closer to $1 a gallon. But
football.
No, I'm kind of comparing it because gas is pretty cheap right now. It's almost that cheap again.
I was gonna say I paid $1.70 this morning for it. So
my God, I paid $2.79.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah,
New York has some ridiculous fucking taxes.
Yep. Yeah, it is cheap. Yeah, this is how the average is higher than what we're used to. So yeah, you probably paid close to $1 a gallon during that time period, but because of states like that. Fuck. Well, I know Chicago, too. The first time I went through Chicago, there was, like, the most expensive I had seen gas at that time when I went through there. There was, like, a dollar difference from what I had seen it at home. I was like, fuck! But, anyway. So, the Bengals.
Yeah, Andy Dalton sucks.
Was this another page, stuff I can look at? Obviously, George Bush was president. Dan Quayle was president.
George Bush the first.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah, that's George Bush. His son was George W.
They're both tards.
Cost of a stamp was 25 cents.
Does anybody know how much a stamp costs now?
I don't know if somebody has a stamp envelope.
See, in this one it says, this is because I'm on a different website. It says the cost of a gallon of regular gas was $1.16, but the other one was closer to like $1.30, $1.40. Anyway. A cost of a dozen eggs, $1. Gallon of milk, $2.78.
I don't think that's changed much, has it?
I don't think so either.
I don't know.
The other stuff is like economy stuff, and we're too dumb. Ooh, that's just economy price. Let's check. Let's check sports. How sports in 1990? What other things happened?
The Reds won the World Series.
Did they? Yes. 4-0.
Over Oakland, I believe.
Yes. Do you remember who won the basketball championship? The NBA championship?
In 90?
Chicago.
No. 76ers?
Nope. Detroit.
The Pistons?
Beat Portland.
Oh, was that the beginning of the Bad Boys?
Sure, I guess so.
Yeah, it was around that time.
1990.
I know who won the Super Bowl that year.
It's telling me Super Bowl 25. So that's the 19. This is showing me the 1990 season.
Maybe they made the playoffs the next... Maybe they made the playoffs the next year?
Maybe.
It's possible.
Super Bowl 25 was the New York Giants beating the Buffalo Bills 20-19. Your MVP was?
Phil Simms.
No.
No?
Lawrence Taylor.
Wait a minute. The MVP of the season doesn't actually tell me who the MVP of... was a three-way... I mean, it was a tie for a MVP.
Offensive, defensive?
No. Randall Cunningham and Joe Montana.
Yeah, those are both NFC, so...
The Heisman Trophy winner, Ty Detmer.
Yeah, BYU.
Um,
Yeah, that's got to be the Super Bowl in 91. So, yeah, the Bengals went to the Super Bowl after the 89 season.
Mm-hmm. Here's the... I'm having fun. This is turning like a nostalgia podcast just because we're making fun of the Bengals. Anyway, America's top 20 TV shows in 1990. Oh, we'll start at number 20. Major Dad. Number 19, In the Heat of the Night.
Love that show.
Number 18, Matlock. Mm. Number 17, Coach.
I love that show.
Number 16, Family Matters.
I watched it.
I had to be early in their run to be that low. Number 15, Full House.
Loved it.
Number 14, Unsolved Mysteries.
Fucking still love that.
Yeah, me too.
Number 13, Murder, She Wrote.
Hated that.
Number 12, The Golden Girls.
Love that show. I still watch it. I ain't ashamed to say it.
Number 11, Empty Nest.
Don't remember it.
I remember it. It was okay. But then I was like 4. Or later on, 4 or 5, whatever. I don't remember when it ended. Number 10, Designing Women. Shane's favorite show. Number 9, I forgot I was even on this early, Home Improvement.
Oh, yes.
That had to be early. That had to be like season 1 or 2. That had to be one. I don't think they were in the 80s. Number 8, why is this on here twice, Murder, She Wrote? Seriously, I'm reading it's number 13 and number 8. Number 7, Murphy Brown. Number 6, America's Funniest Home Videos. Number 5, The Cosby Show. Number 4, A Different World. Number 3, Roseanne. Number 2, 60 Minutes. And number 1, Cheers.
Cheers of the shit.
Yep.
Norm. yeah, we went over, I pretty much said all the top-breaking movies. Home Alone was at number 1 with $285 million.
Damn.
Want to check music one more time? There has to be some, like, really good.
No, if I remember right, the 90s sucked for music.
Yeah, until that West Coast gangster rap kicked in.
Yeah, like mid-90s?
Yeah.
It's like 93 it kicked in?
Yeah, but that's also right around the time grunge really stepped into.
Yeah.
Let me see. One of the top albums of the year was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em by MC
Hammer. I had that album.
Probably also have Carnival Carnage.
I still have that album, yes, but I don't listen to it.
The number one song of Billboard that year was Because I Love You, the Postman song, Stevie B. I don't know if I know that song.
My mom used to like that song.
I was going
to
say, it's one of those songs, if you heard it, you'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Another one of the top songs, Step by Step by New Kids on the Block.
Hanging Tough.
Yep. The Grammys, the record of the year was Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins.
Listen, I like me some Phil Collins.
Yeah, I can listen to some Phil Collins.
Yeah. 1990, so long ago, the best new artist, Mariah Carey.
Oh my God.
And I would still do her.
Twice.
I don't know. Yes, I don't know. Yes,
I know. Nick Cannon's been there.
And Eminem. No, no, he didn't fuck her.
I don't care. I would still do that.
Anyway, enough with 1990 and the Bengals. That's how our teams did for the week. Is there anything we want to talk about from the four games? I didn't get to watch any of them, but I did actually listen to majority of all of them on XM.
We can talk about how the refs won the game for Dallas.
Sure, go ahead.
There's a bullshit call. It made the whole sport of football look like professional wrestling. It looked fixed. They shouldn't have won that game. If I'm Detroit, I'm pissed off.
I will say this. Here's the thing about officials. There's no leeway with them. People will always, always, always bitch about officials. Look back to when we had the replacement officials. How many times were people like, I can't wait for the real officials to be back, and even I probably said on this show, no you don't, you're going to hate it. 2 weeks in, they're going to blow a call, and you're going to get pissed off. Being an official, there's a bit of human error, and sometimes you get the really bad parts of it.
And I agree with you. The actual flag for the person, the pass interference, fine. You saw it one way, whatever. But for a guy to come off of the opposite side bench, run across the field in the middle of basically the game with no helmet on to argue with the ref, a player should have been penalized for that and wasn't. Now, granted, that's not why Detroit lost the game. Detroit lost the game because I think they had 3 fucking turnovers in the second half.
Yeah.
But
when a lot of stuff happened, like I will point out, that people are bitching about, like that blown call, Detroit was still winning.
Yeah, and you're right. And their defense should have stopped Homo from driving down the field, but didn't.
No, Michael Sam doesn't play with the Cowboys anymore.
Yeah, he does. He just plays quarterback.
any more talking about that?
We can talk about how awful everyone's special teams was. Yeah, if you watched any of the Arizona-Carolina game, how these people are professional punters at this point is beyond me. I could probably kick the ball farther than the guy in Arizona did. Detroit had, I think they had a 10-yard punt. How at a professional level are they this bad?
I don't know. Let me see. Is there anything else we should talk about?
Like game-wise?
Mm-hmm.
No, it went almost exactly the way I predicted.
Almost.
Yep. I mean, I kind of want to give Pittsburgh a pass on their loss, because you take away the best running back in the game, you're probably not going to play as well, especially when you're starting someone that even the Cleveland Browns didn't want. You're not probably going to win that game.
Well, I guess if there's nothing else to talk about, we can get into the hashtag huddle segment. Let's read some tweets. Oh, we don't have any.
No one likes us.
There were four games, and no one really wanted to talk about them. So, I guess we will just talk about emails, because we actually have one. We have one from Andy Anderson, who sent this last week, because he didn't get my tweet until Wednesday that we were recording on Monday, and I forgot to mention to both Ant and Andy that we are recording pretty much, for as of right now, the rest of the offseason, probably on Monday. If we do Wednesday, it's up in the air, but it's easier to get it done the day. I don't have to touch it until Wednesday and be happy instead of having to rush it out like I normally do. Even though last week, which I will apologize to anybody who actually listened to the show, I'm sorry that this didn't come out until Saturday. It's just how the holiday worked for me, the New Year's and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't get a background on my laptop after recording until Saturday, but this week will be a different story. So, let's get into the email from Andy Anderson. Hello, heavyset FTW mop, and any guests, if there are any?
Nope.
And there's none. Even though we almost, never mind, I won't get into that. First of all, congrats to Mop for having a team to root for in the playoffs.
And they're gone.
Right gas, it passed.
For the other two, since your teams are not in the playoffs, is there a team you will root for or against? Being a Bears fan, I am told to dislike Green Bay Packers, but I am torn because I have a lot of friends that are Packers fans, and I really like Aaron Rodgers. I really would have wished the Bears drafted him instead of Cedric Benson. So at this point, I'm not sure which way I will go, but I will pull for Detroit Lions since they have never won a Super Bowl. In the AFC, I will side with any team facing Peyton Manning and the Broncos. I will also cheer for the Bengals since they have not won a Super Bowl. Sorry.
And they're gone.
So far, I'm reading this email. It's kind of fun to laugh at because your two teams who have never won a Super Bowl aren't winning one this year. Hey, Mop. One thing you get to look forward to, oh shit, is that if the Bengals get to the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, they don't have to worry about losing to the San Francisco 49ers. No, they just have to worry about losing to Andrew Luck, the cavemen from the Geico commercials. Thank you for reading my email. Have a happy new year to you all, and this has been my NFL Nickel AA. This might be the email of the year, just because we read it a week late.
Mop was so quiet.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot I can fucking say to that, is there?
No.
Andy, can you tell us which teams you're going to root for this week so I know who to pick against? Because these teams you were rooting for, not too high. Okay, going back to the real question of the email is, are there any teams that we root for or against? I'll start because this is something that we talked about before we started recording, and I've mentioned a couple times. Obviously, Bears and Browns are my top two teams, and I've said if I ever had a third team, it would be the New England Patriots. Because through having Tom Brady in fantasy, I have learned to like love Tom Brady, and I think he's one of the best quarterbacks today in the NFL. Some people call him overrated, and their name would be Mop. But I've always liked that team. I think Belichick is a great coach. I always can't say they always seem to have a lot of good offensive tools. Sometimes they don't. But this is a team that is really good. A team that I root against, and this year I'm going to have to, I don't remember if I mentioned on the show or not, is the Green Bay Packers will be the team I'm rooting against. And it's not for the rivalry with the Bears. I mean, it's partial. But I have a bet with a friend who was running his mouth during football season towards the end and was talking about how great the Packers are. And I was like, don't worry, come the playoffs, they're going to choke. Kind of like how they've done the past couple years. And he's like, no, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm like, really? You want to bet? And I know my friend well enough. He's kind of like Mop. He's going to bet. So all I had to say was, do you want to bet? And I knew he's going to take the bait. So he was like, how much? He's in a fantasy league with me, a fantasy league that I run, and he had yet to pay his dues. So I was like, your fantasy dues. So he didn't pay his $25 to get in. I paid the winner already, so I don't have to worry about it. So it's either he owes me $50 if I'm right, or he owes me nothing. So if the Green Bay Packers have to do is win the Super Bowl for him to win. That's it. But for me, if they get knocked out this week, next week, or Super Bowl, as long as they aren't champions, I win.
Oh, is that all they have to do is win the fucking Super Bowl? That's it?
I should say, that's the only thing that could get him to win. Maybe that was the wrong way to put it, but the only thing, the only hope he has is the Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl. It means they have to win this week. They have to win next week in against most likely the Seahawks. And they have to beat whoever in the AFC. I mean, in the against from the AFC in the Super Bowl. So yeah,
Luck with that.
Yeah,
this week will be a test, which we'll get into in the picks. But I don't know about if they can beat Seattle again. The only time I will ever root for fucking Richard Sherman to make a team look like a bitch. But anyway,
I have to root against Dallas because I hate them. And well, I hate Green Bay too, but if I had to pick, of course I'm going against Dallas.
Oh, actually, if we were talking about this last week, I root against the Pittsburgh Steelers because if I have to hear Road to Seven, or no, let's Stairway to Seven, fucking, Jesus Christ. The top things I hate about Steelers fans is, we got 6 Super Bowls, we're so great. We've talked about that many times. How about you, Mom?
Team I'm going to root for is Seattle, and the team I'm rooting absolutely 100% against, the New England Bitch Boys.
The New England Bitch, the Boston Red Sox?
The motherfucker.
Every fucking goddamn Boston team, period. Just roll them all up in a big fucking ball and just out the door.
All right. You can stop talking about the Red Sox like that.
You have teams from, it's so fucking weird. Your favorite basketball team is from Florida. Your favorite baseball team is from Massachusetts.
Well, I like the Atlanta Braves too.
And you like the Atlanta fucking Braves. That's slidable because they were, they're once American League, the other one's National. Well, that and one's American League, the other one's National League.
Yeah.
And technically the Braves were from Boston too.
Yep.
And your favorite hockey team is from New York. Your favorite football team is from fucking Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and I have the Bills, too, so New York.
Oh, you consider yourself a Bills fan?
Well, the hometown, so I'll follow them. Kind of like you like the Browns, you know, for hometown, but you also like the Bears, so.
So that means we have to start covering the Bills on the show more?
Well, not now, obviously, but next season.
Yeah.
That'll be quick.
As quick as the Titans.
But for me,
hey, I made no bones. The Titans fucking blew dick this year.
Speaking of blowing dick, Shane, no, I'm kidding.
Motherfucker.
But for me, it's I was born and raised on being a Browns fan. That was my first team. When the Browns went away is when I started to kind of follow the Bears loosely. And then with the SNL sketch with Chris Farley, which ironically enough, he's a Packers fan. So because of a Packers fan, I'm a Bears fan. But because of that whole sketch, I loved, even when they sucked, I always picked the Bears in Madden. And I was, after my senior years when I started to get into football a lot more, like I like loosely followed it kind of like I do, hockey now. But it was after I partially give it to him because of my high school team. My high school team was the definition of how bad the Browns are. In a 10-game season, I know my 8th grade year, which actually I will admit to, I was in marching band, which, talk all the shit you want about it, I made marching band cool, and B, I got into football games for free. So, like, we did, like, 0-10.
Yeah, but you had to blow on a big metal thing just to get into the games for free. So what's the difference between blowing dick to get into the thing free or blowing a big metal thing to get into free?
I played saxophone.
It's still a big metal thing, ain't it?
I'm not putting metal in my mouth, though.
As a wooden reed that he had to put in his mouth.
I was going to say, so instead of putting metal in your mouth, you're putting wood in your mouth.
Wood and plastic.
And you think that's better than putting metal in your mouth?
I got pussy in band, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, you were probably the only one in there.
Just one time at band camp?
No. Actually, this one time at band camp, I fucked my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, so take that, ex-girlfriend.
She's now engaged and living in Houston. Anyway.
Wait, what? Okay.
Well, we still talk. We're not like, I mean, no, my ex-girlfriend, not the one that I just...
Is this the one that you just broke up with?
No, the one that I dated back in high school.
Well, the one he just broke up with, she moves quick.
Yeah, I was thinking, good lord.
No, the one that I was dating when I was in band. When I went to band camp, I fucked my ex-girlfriend.
Attaboy.
Where did we get on that tangent? Oh, yeah, band. Yeah, my team was terrible, but our senior year... We actually made the playoffs, which, like I'm telling you, we had years of 0-10, 1-9. I think the best we had ever did up until my junior year might have been a 2-8 season. But my senior year, we did a fucking amazing. Got me kind of back into football more. After my senior year, I was like, all right. Especially, I was working around guys who constantly talked about football. And, like, every Monday, you know, they'd always talk about the Browns game. And there was a bunch of them that had second teams. One of them was the Colts. Another one was the Vikings. There was another. I don't know if my one friend had two different teams, but for me, it was like, all right, you know, I'm going to go back on the Browns. And I was like, screw it. I've always kind of liked the Bears. Go back to being a Bears fan, too. And that was the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your high school ineptitude. My football team's from Pee Wee until my sophomore year in high school. Not win one game. So you're talking six years without a win?
Wasn't like Vince Lombardi on your teams?
No, we might have actually stood a chance.
No, not a coach, as a player.
Yeah. He was right beside me.
Because you're old. Now, did you use the pigskin helmets, like the leather helmets they had? Or were you using, like, the one-bar helmet?
Just the one-bar.
One-bar.
It was way cooler.
Explains a lot, though.
I don't get what you mean.
Yeah, kind of, I don't get what you mean, either.
Brain damage.
Yep.
That joke.
How do we get on the tangent?
I don't know. You talk about me being tangenty. You have been fucking tangenty as fuck today.
Probably because if not, then we would have already been done with the episode. We actually like give people stuff to listen to.
Yep.
I hope we get positive feedback from this episode because we give people entertainment value.
Yeah, but see, people would have to listen first to give us positive feedback.
You can send us $1. Hashtag through the table. Hey, idiots, wrong show. Anyway.
Blue Kazoo.
Blue Kazoo.
Yeah, how did we get on that tangent in the first place?
I don't remember.
I think it started with the Bills.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess we have to cover the Bills more next year. So you do have two teams.
Yep. Hey, we could cover the Bills this week and talk about their coach randomly quitting.
Oh, my God. That was the funny thing. Last week when I was leaving Buffalo, that's when it came up on my notifications that he was leaving the Bills. And I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one leaving Buffalo today.
And a lot of the Bills fans were like, good riddance. And I'm like, no, he's a good coach. I liked him.
I think the Bills have so much potential.
They do, and I think he was the right coach to get him there.
If anybody remembers when this show like first started, or actually if you were listening way back when, which I think technically the only person who was listening when the concept of the show started is now on the show, and that's Shane here.
Yep.
When I started doing this on Cinch, I hopped on the Bills bandwagon back when they had Fitzpatrick. I thought they were awesome. I thought they were going to actually do something, and they didn't do shit.
Nope.
The only problem is, who the fuck are they going to get as quarterback? Because I'm pretty sure they don't have a first-round draft pick this year, do they?
Nope.
Do they have one next year?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. I think they only gave away some pick in last year's draft. Might have been their first rounder.
It's not just their quarterback issue, it's their running back, too, because C.J. Spiller is a free agent, which he hasn't impressed me.
I was going to say. Good,
but he's getting up there.
It just kind of let him go. Running back at this point is kind of, it's not really necessary, you know what I'm saying? You can get just average Joe running back and put, you know, two or three of them together and make a running game out of it. I mean, New England's been doing it for years. Mike Shanahan did it for years in Denver. Yeah. It can be done, but without a quarterback, y'all in trouble.
Yeah, and I've seen a few Bills fans post get Tebow. I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, I like Tebow, but no, he's not the answer.
Yeah, Tebow's never been the answer. Tim Tebow is the only quarterback in history that has gotten me to root for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. Granted, the Steelers lost that game, but I was rooting for the fucking Steelers to beat the shit out of Tim Tebow. And what do they do in overtime? Oh, they lose in the first play. As the announcers, the broadcasters were explaining the new rules for overtime, Tim Tebow's like, nah, don't waste your breath.
And that was probably the only completion he had for the game, too.
Probably. Let me see. All right, let's get into this week's picks, because we only got four games, and we probably should end the show soon, as I tried to say that. I have to go back to Google. Damn it. There we go. We sidetracked on so many things before we started recording, and after recording, I took off the thing. Because the thing is, too, I think we mentioned last week, we can't actually go into the picks, so Shane, make a reminder for yourself to do it tomorrow.
I'm going to do it first thing.
Oh, it's in that stuff now, but no, I think it waits till the morning. All right, let's get into the picks for this week. We'll start with the AFC. I think the AFC has the best storyline games this year. And we will start with records in front of me, so we will do the fourth seed, 11-5 the Indianapolis Colts, 11-5, fourth seed, going up against the Denver Broncos, 12-4, second seed.
This one's tough.
Both of these quarterbacks are known for being so great, but they've been kind of slumpy lately, but It's the playoffs, the second round. I have to go with Denver right now. If this were the AFC Championship game, I'd be really weary because that's where I figure Peyton Manning could choke. But I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to go Denver too.
Nobody sounds enthusiastic about it.
No, it could be one I could change my pick on.
And then this next one we have seen in the conference championships a couple times, 2 years back-to-back, but the 10-6 six-seed Baltimore Ravens at the 12-4 number one seed New England Patriots. I have to go with the Patriots, but
absolutely.
The Baltimore Ravens, they have been playing so good in the playoffs the past couple of years. It's ridiculous. Actually, I don't think, did they make the playoffs last year?
Pretty sure they did.
I know, obviously they did. 2 years ago because they fucking made it to the Super Bowl and won, but fucking they're one of the underdog teams that, like, oh, they go weary and then they fucking make it all the way to the Super Bowl and win it, so I could see the Baltimore Ravens. Actually, this will be the make-or-break game. Well, obviously, because they go home. They lose. But if they can beat New England, I think they would be a threat to go to the Super Bowl. But for right now, I have to go for the Patriots.
So do I. Patriots.
Yeah, I don't see Flacco picking that pass defense apart. Give me the Patriots.
All right, next we'll go on to the other side. The fourth seed, the 7-8-1 Carolina Panthers at the number one seed, 12-4 Seattle Seahawks. I find it ironic because the way the Carolina Panthers got into the playoffs and how well they played against the Cardinals remind me of when the Seahawks got into the playoffs the exact same way, did a surprising win against the Saints, and now I think this is where they're going to have their game against the Bears and lose. So it's going to be the Seattle Seahawks doing this roles reversed and beating the shit out of the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, absolutely. Seattle.
Yeah, I think Seattle is the best team right now.
And then it comes down to this game, which could very well divide us all. The 12-4, three seed Dallas Cowboys, who are undefeated on the road, going up against the 12-4 number two seed Green Bay Packers, who are undefeated at home. as much as, well, my money, my personal money is actually on the Cowboys, but my pick for this league has to go with the Green Bay Packers, unless some random news fact comes out to change that, but for right now, yeah, Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Green Bay.
I'm actually going to take Dallas. I really don't have faith in either one of these teams. Who gives a shit, Bull?
Well, the Cowboys do so great on the road. And then how, like obviously I said they were 8-0. I don't know Romo's QBR from those games. But I know when Aaron Rodgers is at home, he fucking tears it up.
Yeah, he does.
You know, you got nothing on them up.
No, no, I just, for the last month of the season, I thought the Packers looked pretty mediocre, and I honestly wish both teams could lose.
Oh, that would be a win-win for everybody.
That's the only thing that sucks about playoffs. There's no such thing as a tie.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Then we could have a triple threat championship game.
My God.
Triple threat, Jesus. How would that work?
I have no fucking clue, but I think it'd be hilarious.
Can you imagine the headshot penalties there'd be in that game? Just people slamming into each other. It'd be awesome.
I think that will do it for us this week. I really hope you enjoyed this episode as a listener, as we gave you a little bit more bang for your buck. Maybe give you a little preview of Anything Goes a little bit, because we kind of went off on... I went off on little tangents.
Yeah, we did.
We could talk about more about cucumbers. Shane, you got cucumbers you want to talk about?
Nope.
Is there like different kinds of cucumbers and stuff that...
Just big and little for him.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you tell me the next time you're in New York so I can slap the fuck out of you?
Who, me or him?
Oh, fuck both of you at this point.
Oh, please make that a cut. Please make that a drop. Oh, fuck both of you at this point.
Thanks for pointing that out.
I think he just threw the phone.
No, I didn't.
No, the sound you heard was actually my mouse falling, because I've been just doing this show while laying down.
Me too.
Playing video games.
Nope, I'm actually watching SummerSlam.
I'm watching snowfall in my fucking car. Fuck you both.
I just seen on the internet that fucking Ohio getting hammered.
I'm hoping we don't have school tomorrow. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it's funny because what was it? Saturday it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining and like 50 fucking degrees.
Yeah, Sunday it was 55 up here, and today the high, I think right now it's zero. It's zero up here right now.
According to my car, it's 15 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's fucking brutal.
I don't know. I'm in Oklahoma, and I don't have my temperature outlet unless I check my apps.
By God, you're in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, 28 degrees.
Are you going to have an iced tea from Sonic?
Peach. Diet Peach iced tea.
I don't listen to JR's podcast.
Well, some Diet Peach iced tea from Sonic.
I haven't listened to it in a while, but...
It is 28 degrees. Hold on. It's 28 degrees, and it feels like 28 degrees. What?
That means there's no wind.
Yeah. I'm not used to that, because I'm used to seeing 21 degrees. Feels like 2.
And that's Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I'm in Durant, Oklahoma, which is a little bit north of Texas. But even Texas, I've been there, was kind of cold recently.
So Oklahoma's already named a city after Kevin Durant?
That's what I always thought when I came here. And I think I've driven through this area before, and I'm like, Kevin Durant? Really?
I mean, I know they like the kid, but it's a little premature.
Wait till we have LeBron, Ohio.
Oh, that's going to happen. Especially if you get you a championship.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that.
Fuck you. Sure. Yeah, I don't care. I hope one day we have Manziel, Ohio.
It's going to be a big party town.
Well, there is a Mansfield, and that's probably where Manziel's going to wind up.
In the old jail? Prison?
No, that's not an old jail. It's still there. It's still a prison.
Not the one of them. Maybe they have a new one. They have the old one, which is like haunted, and there's a lot of like.
Oh no! This is a current prison.
Mansfield Penitentiary.
Could be. I don't know. Sure, it has names.
Well, one has ghost tours. I go there all the time because I always fucking anybody doing like paranormal shit like goes to there. I know I have a friend who does like ghost shit all the time, going like there. He's been there a couple times and a couple other places. a guy that I like, but not a lot of people like, the Irate Gamer. He actually also does, like, that stuff on the side. And, like, one of his first things he did, because he's actually from Northern Ohio. I think he's from Northwest Ohio more. He went to Mansfield, too, and, like, that's a huge place to go.
So what you're saying is that guy's a real pussy magnet, ain't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Hunting Gamer. Fucking Matt Daddy.
He's an angry video game ghost hunting.
No, he's irate. The angry video game nerd is somebody else.
There's too many of them.
There's too many gaming nerds.
There's too many nerds.
Tell Leanne to cover her mouth when she coughs.
Yeah, no.
Or you could just put something in it and make her stop coughing. Tell her you have something that'll soothe the savage cough.
Mm-hmm. And it's in Durant, Oklahoma. If she needs it.
She'll be like, "Where's the cough drop?" And be like, "Oh yeah, I have that."
Oh, it's a drop. It's many drops.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
It's all creamy on the inside.
It's not gravy.
Not gravy. I knew that was coming.
I bet you did.
Oh, I walked into that one too.
Like a cucumber.
You seem to know when it's coming a lot.
I should just shut up.
All right, Mop, do you have any final words, final thoughts, plugs, or your Twitter handle?
It's at the Mop Jockey, and I'm not plugging anything.
I guess we'll leave that for Shane. Any final thoughts, plugs?
I hate you both, at FPW780.
And, of course, I am at HeavySet330. You can also follow the show at NFL Easy Picks. You can find us also on Facebook, www.com/NFL Easy Picks. You can email us. NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Are you noticing a pattern? Because you can also use #NFLEasyPicks, and your tweets will be read on the show. We only have a couple more weeks left. Oh, wait a minute. We have the conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're going to have the one where we talk about the conference championships afterwards. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Pro Bowl, maybe. And then we have the Super Bowl. We have four episodes. Because we have post Super Bowl. Four. We're almost done. Maybe four. I don't know about that Pro Bowl week one. I'm always hesitant on it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. That will do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks on the Trending Topics Network, and that will be the end of regulation time.
Kelly Holcomb got to play MySpace launching day. Finding Nemo, Angelina really kissed her bro. 50 Cent was in the club, Paris Hilton, sex tape pub, Stephen Bartman catches ball, green stabbing Beyonce. Wardrobe first halftime, Janet Jackson nipple bomb, Brando said goodbye and Ronald Reagan died. Zuckerberg, Facebook, Cleveland got a new look, Francona breaks the curse, Butch Davis was the worst.
The Browns haven't made the playoffs since 2003, this is what's transpired. The Browns haven't made the playoffs. Who can really watch this? I'm sick and tired.
Killing Winslow motorcycle accident, torn ligament. Peter Jennings, Johnny Carson, Gwen hollered back. YouTube, Xbox, Hurricane Katrina, George Bush, second term, Dilfer was a hack. Star Wars, Sith Revenge, Cleveland's got a losing team. Brokeback Mountain love scenes, Tom Cruise crazy on the screen. Brad Pitt dumps Aniston, Braylon not this again. Holloway, Capote, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The Browns haven't made the playoffs since 2003, this is what's transpired. The Browns haven't made the playoffs. Who can really watch this? I'm sick and tired.
Charlie Fry at quarterback, Latrell Fentley fields a snap, Lance Bass likes the guys, Nintendo, we party time. Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown, Steelers win the Super Bowl, Hussein Hank, Twitter's born, Steve Irwin, let us mourn. Ooh, 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 ooh. Brady Quinn drafted, PS3 Rick rolling, Anderson wins 10, playoffs are a no-go, iPhone is released, Robert Goulet DC's, Britney Spears goes psycho, Caitlin face on Geico.
The Browns haven't made the playoffs since 2003, this is what's transpired. The Browns haven't made the playoffs.
Who can really watch the Cyberpunk sick and tired?
Staph infections, hurt men, Giants win the big game. Twilight, Dark Knight, Ledger, Love, Nightlight. The new boy, Colt McCoy, Obama from Illinois. iPad, oil spill, Gary Coleman cut short. Steve Jobs, Charlie Sheen, Angry Birds were really mean. Bin Laden, blown away, what else do I have to say?
The Browns haven't made the playoffs since 2003. This is what's transpired. The Browns haven't made the playoffs. Who can really watch this? I grow sick and tired.
Brandon Whedon, oh no, Willen, kick up Prego, Shermer, 50 Shades, Linsanity, NBA, Dick Clark, Armstrong, Robin Gibbs, staying dead, Chudzinski, one and done, Hoyer, slides, he gone, Miley Cyrus, twerks away, what does the Fox say, Harlem Shakes, Arius, Paula Deen, racist, lesbians on Netflix, new Candy Crush score, Johnny Football hits the floor, I can't take this anymore.
The Browns haven't made the playoffs since 2003, this is what's transpired. The Browns haven't made the playoffs. Who can really watch? Cause I'm sick and tired.